Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else who is listening to us. Today is Monday, 26th of December, and here in Auroville, mostly sunny morning on 21 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect turning cloudy with a passing shower this afternoon and overcast with a passing shower or two over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 30 with heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, visible on 9%. And today, although it's in some parts of the world bank holiday, but we are continue with CAT 5, Create Auroville Together, at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. The team is saying the life in Auroville is easily complex, so they have had several examples recently through the land protection and entry police meetings. But complexity needs to find its own unity in order for its elements to contribute to a collective expression. So far, they struggle with the mind to arrive at satisfactory equation between these two terms, but in their aspiration to embrace all single truth, they introduce more and more complexity without really progressing on bringing down our greater power of unity. So this CAT 5 session aspires to be a collective call for the guidance of the new consciousness presiding over the destiny of Auroville in order to build unity out of complexity. And Acres for Auroville, Green Acres, invite us on Thursday, 29th of December at 3 p.m. at Unity Pavilion to the projection of three films on Auroville's land, screening Made in Auroville. Film showcasing Auroville's land and the urgency to consolidate its physical base. This inspiring short video trace how once eroded plateau was transformed into a sustainable green ecozone and highlight the land needs that stakes toward the future. Aurovillians involved in these films under the Acres for Auroville and the Green Acres and a campaign will be present. They're asking you not to miss this opportunity to see and re-see these motivating films. Learn what united action can achieve and bring your own idea for land fundraising. So they're inviting us to join hands with this for safeguard and secure Auroville's still missing land. And we already have from Matrimadir team the New Year's schedule. On 31st of December from 4:30 to 9 p.m. the inner chamber will remain open for Aurovillians and newcomers only for concentration before the New Year. Between 5 to 6 p.m. the banyan tree will be lit with candles for silence and meditation. At 5:15, a musical offering by the Russian singing bells to bid farewell to the ending year and welcome the new year. All are to maintain complete silence under the banyan tree and the Garden of Unity. Guests are requested to carry their aura cards. Between 11:15 to 12:15 a.m., Matrimandil will remain open for midnight meditation for Aurovillians only. And all are requested to be seated in inner chamber by 11:45 p.m. Visitors hour for concentration in the Matrimandir as usual in the morning between 9 and 11:30 a.m. as per their respective booking. On 1st of January 2017 at 6 a.m., Aurovillians and newcomers are invited to gather silently under the banyan tree to welcome the new year with a concentration for our collective aspiration for manifestation of the true Auroville. Entrance by office gate. Visitors hours for concentration in Matrimandir is usually in the morning between 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. as per their respective booking. On Thursday 29th, within integrality in all spheres of life, revitalizing the luster of spiritual truth in all life, in the reading room at Savitri Bhavan from 5:13 till 7 p.m., the theme is integral daily living. With a series of 10 sessions as an exploration of 10 aspects of life in the light of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother's words. Devyanshi, she is sharing with us insights from the everyday practice of integral yoga and learn from each other. And they will also introduce practice of daily structured diary writing. Today at 8 p.m. at Kalakendra Bharat Nivas, the Auroville Choir would like to invite us to rejoice. And this is the first time the choir will be performing at Kalakendra. During the concert, the choir will stand on the upper circle platform and the audience will be seated on chairs or cushions placed throughout the building. Since this venue is not a typical concert hall, the audience will hear the choir but not see it. This particular building is a strong reverberant environment, so please remember to remain as silent as possible to both enhance and respect everyone's auditory perception. On Wednesday, 28th of December at 7 p.m., we are invited to Adi Shakti to our night-long performance, which starts at 7 p.m. Terra Kutu. And as saying before 2016 ends, a night-long terracotta performance. And there are many, many more fun, musty things coming up next year. Solitude Farm is also gonna celebrate this week, the coming 2017. Tomorrow, Tuesday 27, 7 p.m. Open microphone. And they're calling all closet amateur and professional musicians, singers, writers, poets, dancers and performers. So they're saying that their stage and hearts are open, so you are welcome. But you can contact Shah Sashi on 98200-92126. On Wednesday, they will have live music, a history of jazz, bass with Mishka Amba on bass, Matt Littlewood on keys. And as Mishka Amba takes us on spoken and musical journey through the history and evolution of the role of the electric bass in jazz music since its appearance in 1952 to the present day. And on Thursday, we will have last treat for this year with live music of Emergence, with Krishna Mukherjee on guitar and lead vocals, Mishka Amba on bass, Kartik Iyer on violin and vocals, and Sundar Narayan on drums and percussions. An acoustic indie-pop band with electric stage presence. The band music expressed the spirit and message of Japanese Zen master and farmer Manasobu Fukuoka, natural farming, the importance of local, seasonal, fresh ingredients in reclaiming our nutritional and ecological health, and the value of celebration in community. Passionate frontman Krishna fills in the gaps between tracks with the snippets that convey Fukuoka's spirituality and the life at Solitude Farm, while Mishko's face-melting bassline and violin prodigy karting delight and uplift audience. And here are some information, some announcements, outreach media information. They're saying the high season has started, bringing numerous visitors, and among them are also journalists who are not identifying themselves as such. So we should note that press people who have introduced themselves in Oroville are carrying the outreach media card for the journalist photographs and the authorization of filming in Oroville delivered by the Oroville Foundation for the videos. So if you are approached by the travelers engaging in genuine discussion, do not hesitate to question them in return to make sure that you are not being interviewed by a journalist without your consent. Otherwise, Oroville Consulting has designed a guidebook called Energy Conservation and Efficiency for Responsible Energy Management. It's a free publication device to help residents understand various technologies available in the market and make premeditated choices in choosing the most energy-efficient appliances. And from Oroville Library, which has developed an e-book section which is available throughout this dedicated computer located close to the front desk. And this computer is available to the public, which means that everyone can come and download one's memory stick or external hard drive, whatever one likes. And this computer can be used to browse the database. If you're interested in these resources, ask the front desk for help. And on December 29th at 8:45 to lunchtime, and continue with between 2 to 5 p.m. Insight Seminar presents one day seminar on Shakti Creative Power, Consciousness Force and the Divine Mother. Shakti is a female creative energy recognized in some Hindu tradition as the transformative energy leading to the highest realization. In Integral Yoga, she is an evolutionary force that accompanies the growth of the new consciousness. In the seminar, you will explore the Shakti in her traditional aspects and her central role in Integral Yoga. It will be presented by Ella Toller. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m., there were screen meditations on Savitri, Book 1, Count of 5, The Yoga of the King, The Yoga of the Spirit, Freedom and Greatness. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m., there was screen Indian drama, The Duo, made in India in 1997 by writer and director Mani Ratman. Tomorrow we'll see Italian drama Like Crazy, made in Italy in 2016 by director Paolo Virzi. And on Wednesday, interesting documentary Tale of Lake, made in Finland in 2016 by Marco Rohr and Kim Saarniluoto. Shri Aurobindo wrote, "To be entirely sincere means to desire the divine truth only. To surrender yourself more and more to the Divine Mother, to reject all personal demand and desire other than this one aspiration, to offer every action of life to the divine and to do as it were given without bringing in the ego. This is the basis of the divine life. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on oravilleradio.org.